Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning, and if you listen to our show regularly, it's safe to say we're a pretty tight-knit group.
Yeah, that's true.
Brooke, Jose, and I have all been working together for over 10 years.
That's crazy.
Yeah, you're right. I was just about to hit my 10.
Was in fifth grade when we started working together.
Our technical director, Chris, and digital producer, Jake, have both been with us for almost five now.
Yep. Wow.
And then you have producer, Boyd, which, I mean, it's complicated with him.
Yeah, that's true.
But we spend nearly every...
The one person that knows is, like, laughing right
now. Yeah. We spend nearly every waking minute of the workday inside this room together.
Yes.
So we all know each other pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
But the newest member of our morning show team is our social media coordinator, Alexis.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She joined us fresh out of college. And this week, believe it or not, she's about to celebrate her one-year anniversary with the morning show.
My longest time at any job ever!
It's a huge milestone. And we thought, what better way to celebrate than by playing a little game that we're calling 50-50 Fandango Alexis Edition.
Yay! That's cool!
Yes.
I love this.
Here's how it's going to work. Before this, our producers asked Alexis a series of personal questions about herself.
Okay.
She answered all of them truthfully, and now we're going to go around the room, and each one of us is going to tap into our knowledge and see which one of us really knows Alexis the best.
Ooh, I like this. I feel like I can win this.
It's like the newlywed game. You have to guess what she answered.
Okay,
let's go. At the end of this, we're going to crown Alexis a new best friend.
Oh, yay! A morning show best friend.
Only
one of you.
Oh, wow.
I mean, who do you think is going to win this?
I don't know.
I mean, I would say me, but I feel like Jeffrey's really in tune with teenage girls, so...
Just women in general.
Oh, that's what it is. I got a great read.
Jose spends the most time talking to her.
That's true.
But not with her.
And not listening.
Yeah, but mostly telling her about himself.
I don't know. I feel like Alexis and I agree on a lot of stuff.
Okay.
We'll see.
We're going to find out. Let's begin, starting with the first question, which was, Alexis... What store has the biggest charge on your credit card?
Ooh.
And Brooke, we're going to start with you. What do you think Alexis said?
I know she shops a lot at Forever 21, okay? Because those crop tops have to come from somewhere.
Yeah, okay.
But I also know that she loves her coffee. But I think she steals it from the coffee place she works at. So I'm going Forever 21.
All right, Forever 21, Jose?
Ooh, that's a good
guess. What are you guessing?
Well, because she does have so many crop tops at H&M.
Good choice.
A part of me wants to say Target because she always tells me about her and her roommate going to Target.
Urban Outfitters.
Mm. Isn't that expensive?
Yeah.
Need an answer.
I want to say Forever 21. I'm going to go H&M.
Okay.
I want to say Target.
I'm going to have to go with Forever 21.
Okay.
So, Alexis,
I should have done it.
Tell us what store has the biggest charge on your credit card.
All right. Jose, you were almost there. It's Target.
Oh, man.
I go with my roommate all the time.
I know, and you can't.
You get sucked in there.
The next one, Jose is going to go first. The question was, Alexis, who is your biggest celebrity crush?
Oh, my gosh. We do talk about boys.
Mm-hmm.
We talk about hot guys who I
You mean just you and Alexis chit-chatting?
Yeah, just in general. We're just like, oh my god, he's so cute.
See the new guy?
Oh no, I can't think. I want to say like Idris Elba or something, but I've never heard her even say his name.
No, do you answer?
I have to answer. I have to throw this one. I'm just going to say The Rock.
Okay, now when she first started the show, she said she was looking for somebody who looked like Christian Bale.
I remember that.
But I know she loves Michael B. Jordan.
Oh, loves him.
I have never heard her say that, but I also rarely talk to her.
Also true.
The one thing that I remember was the Christian Bale comment, because she says that she's interested in older guys who are rich and famous. And so I'm just going to go with Christian Bale.
Right.
Alexis, tell us, who is your biggest celebrity crush?
Hands down, hottest celebrity, Michael B. Jordan.
Oh,
for the win.
Five more seconds,
1 point to Brooke there.
I am going to be her BFF suit.
We'll find out. If you're just tuning in, we're playing 50-50 Fandango Alexis Edition, celebrating her one-year anniversary of joining the show. And the goal is to find out which one of us truly knows Alexis the best. All right, this next one, we're going to start with me. The question was, Alexis, what food would be the main course of your last meal? I don't know. I don't think I've ever seen you eat much. I don't know.
There's some Girl Scout cookies out there that she is going ham on.
She sneaks them if she does. I'm thinking, so you know, where Alexis comes from, she doesn't come from the wealthiest city. And so she's used to eating, how do I describe where she's from and the type
ghetto.
Of food that she would normally eat and want to remind her of
I
home?
I see. You're okay. trying to relate you with the public school kids over
got
here.
It, you know, and so I'm thinking it's probably something like a macaroni and cheese.
That's a good guess.
Or like
That's
a,
where you're going with that.
You know, like Little Caesar's pizza.
I would say that's because she's 22 and can't cook, not because she's poor,
okay,
Jeffrey.
Well, let me just put down mac and cheese.
Okay.
Let's go to Brooke.
Brooke, okay.
God, you know, for me, it's that I know she can't cook. Mm-hmm. So it's not going to be anything super complicated. I do think she would like something a little bit more expensive, though, if it's her last meal. I'm going to go with steak.
Ooh, good guess.
All right. Yes. Jose, what are you thinking?
I think the most thing that we've bonded over is we always, for some reason, or a couple times, have talked about chicken. Chicken nuggets, just chicken and all forms.
Chicken nuggets is a pretty good, the dino ones, though,
yeah, right?
Maybe I picked something too refined, didn't
yeah, you
I?
Did.
But not the T-Rex, those are scary.
No, yeah, exactly.
Okay, I'll say chicken nuggets.
All right, Alexis, what food did you say would be the main course of your last meal?
I'm always happy when I'm eating it. Tacos.
But you don't like spicy. What
I don't
put?
Like spicy tacos. I'm not making them. I'm going somewhere.
Next question. Alexis, you were asked, if you got to throw your own TV show themed party, what show would it be?
Oh, man. Who's first?
Let's go with Brooke first on this one again.
This is easy.
I know her favorite show. Oh, God, it's a tie between The Bachelor and The Kardashians for me.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I think that she would like a bunch of dudes giving her roses. I'm going Bachelor.
Yep. Brooke literally said everything I was going to say. I'm also going Bachelor.
That's the only thing that Alexis and I consistently talk about
true,
is what happened on The Bachelor.
I do appreciate that you watched that.
And so it'd be irresponsible of me to guess anything else. I'm going to guess The Bachelor too.
Yeah.
Alexis, what TV show themed party would you throw?
Drunk people in a house together, Jersey Shore themed party.
Oh, really?
I love Snooki.
Were you even alive when that aired?
I watched it later, guys.
Oh, God.
I watch old things sometimes.
I can see it.
You were
but...
like three when that came out.
I watched it in college.
So far, we're finding out we don't really know Alexis very well at all.
Geez.
Brooke is the only one that has guessed a question correctly. Jose and I have both guessed zero right. So we're going to continue 50-50 Fandango celebrating Alexis's one-year anniversary being on the show. It's still anybody's game.
It is.
Let's find out who's going to be her new best friend forever, and she has absolutely no say in it when we continue right after this. All right, if you're just tuning in, we're in the middle of 50-50 Fandango Alexis Edition, celebrating her one-year anniversary of joining the morning show.
Aww.
And surprisingly, since she's been here, she has not picked out a best friend yet between Jose, Brooke, and I. And this game is going to prove which one of us truly knows Alexis the best and deserves that BFF title. Now, so far, we've been asked four questions about her. Brooke's the only one that guessed correctly. She knew Alexis's biggest celebrity crush is Michael B. Jordan. Now, we're going to start it off with Brooke again. The question that Alexis was asked was, what was your dream job as a kid?
Oh, my God. For her, I'm not going rocket science.
You don't think so?
I'm going to say reality TV star.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, she loves her reality television. I was thinking social media influencer, but I think that reality TV star is
good
it.
Good guess. Jose, what do you think?
She went to college for running, so just based off that, I'm going to say professional athlete.
Okay. I mean, she's definitely not the ambitious type.
Well, that's why she's in radio. None of us are. I mean, it's kind of par for the course.
Her only ambition is to make sure that she's rich.
Yeah.
So I think the laziest thing you could do to earn a lot of money is become a YouTube star.
Okay, so social media,
Alexis, tell us, what was your dream job as a kid?
When I was a kid, I wanted to be a stay-at-home mom. Was my goal. On all my school papers and everything, just a stay-at-home mom.
That's really sweet.
Married to a rich guy.
Probably. Yeah. And now it's all going to work out.
All right, no points again for us.
Are we hurting your feelings at this point?
No, you got one.
Okay.
That's pretty good.
I'm finding out we basically know nothing about her, and she's worked here an entire year.
Seriously.
But let's keep this going. The next question Alexis was asked was, what is your biggest fear?
God.
Now, there's a note on this question that says her answer involves a frightening animal encounter. And Jose, you're going to be guessing first here. What do you think?
I feel like I remember her saying something about it, and it's a basic one, but it was an encounter with, I swear I've heard this story. It was a snake or a spider. I'm going to go with spider.
What do you think, Brooke?
Well, my first thought was squirrel.
I could see that happening, honestly.
She's driving or something?
I don't know.
They are the same size, practically, so.
Oh, man. I am also going to go spider.
I was thinking, you know, what types of dangerous animals would you find in the low-income neighborhood where she grew up? Some sort of
possums.
It's all right, Alexis.
Vicious possum, yeah.
Your city was a lot more rich than the one I grew up in, okay?
I mean, there must be like, I don't know, if they had crocodiles.
Ferrets. There's always ferrets. I'm going to tell you.
Yeah.
Ferrets.
And something that has rabies for sure.
Yeah. Well, while I'm out there stealing my food.
Yeah. Badgers.
That's a good one. Dang, I'm just going to go with ferret.
Okay. Because of the low income.
A feral ferret, I should say.
Okay.
All right, Alexis, tell us, what is your biggest fear?
When I was little, a bird landed on my head, and its like little feet got stuck in my head. And ever since, I am terrified of birds.
You're afraid of birds?
I'm sorry, Jeff. They're evil. And they sense fear.
They do.
They know.
Man, we are just we're bombing.
I'm feeling bad.
Now it's getting offensive.
Yeah. Okay. Still only one of us has gotten an answer right. There has to be a chance that we know something about this woman.
Do you think that listeners have gotten more right than us?
Probably.
Yeah, text in if you have to 78592.
Well, let's go to the next one. Alexis was asked, what's the one item she always keeps underneath her bed? And they also attached a note on this one, too, that says she's had this in every place that she's lived in since college.
Oh, I know what it is.
And I'm guessing first on this one. Now, I don't know. I feel like she's always afraid of people coming into her house.
Yeah.
Okay? And so I'm thinking, what type of weapon would she store underneath her bed? Maybe mace? Or like a flashlight? I'm getting no response.
I can't get one.
A flashlight? You shine it in someone's eyes. Blinding.
Take him out, Jeffrey.
Remember, never go to Jeffrey for defense.
You better back up. I'm going to put this thing on high. I got Duracells in this.
I have the shakeable flashlight. You have to shake it up to get that really high power going.
You know how to shake your hand.
I mean, maybe a mag light is what you're talking about.
All right.
But...
yeah, the big hard ones.
I'm going to go with mace.
Okay.
Brooke, what do you think?
Okay, as a woman who also is paranoid, because I think all women are, I have always slept with a bat under my bed.
Ooh,
whoa.
That's good,
a metal bat. That's a much better weapon than a flashlight. I'm going
to
tell you that. And I can
out.
Never shoot myself with it. So I really like bats.
What do you think, Jose?
Well,
what's underneath Alexis's bed?
I think she's always had a diary under her bed. And
interesting.
She seems like she still would write in her diary. So I'm going to go with diary.
All right, Alexis, what's the one item that you've always kept under your bed?
Don't break into my house because I have a baseball bat.
Yeah!
Under my bed.
Gross.
That is
awesome.
Thank you. Yeah, you got
me. Me too.
You're not going to know where the criminal is unless you have a flashlight, though, in the dark. So good luck swinging it around.
I don't know what you were going on with that one.
All right. Well, Brooke has two correct now.
Oh, yeah, bro.
But we still have time for one last question. Let's just find out. Alexis, what is your go-to drink at the bar? Jose, you're starting us off.
Oh my gosh. So the first thing I think is basic, which is like a vodka crayon.
I know, it's what every 21-year-old orders.
Yeah, and but when we went to brunch, I'm going back to the one time I've seen her outside of work. I'm going to play it safe just because I've seen her drink one. I'm going to go with mimosa.
Okay.
All right. Brooke, what do you think?
I just saw an Instagram picture of her with a beer at a restaurant, but I don't peg you as a beer girl.
Well, she used to work at a brewery, right?
She loves tacos.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to go
tacos is a good hint, bro.
Margarita.
Ooh, that's smart. She connected one of the other answers.
Although it's more expensive on the cocktail list, which maybe is what, okay.
Only guys buy her drinks. Even I bought her mimosa.
That's true. That's a good point.
Okay. So you said margarita, you said mimosa.
Yeah.
See, I'm thinking when she goes home to her hometown, what type of bars are there? And it's going to be mostly dive bars.
No, that's not true. There's the Mexican restaurant that has a swingers club in the back. Remember? Which is maybe why she loves tacos.
That's possible. But Alexis,
it's in her blood.
I feel like when she's out at the bar, she's also trying to impress all the guys that she's with and show that she can hang.
Oh, so she's going to do what?
She's probably going to go with a beer.
She's going to go with the low-carb Bud.
The low-carb...
Michelob Ultra.
Oh, that's interesting.
Maybe I'll just cover all my bases here and say a light beer.
There you go. That's a good answer.
Alexis, what's your go-to drink when you hit the bars?
Jeff was kind of onto something with the dive bars. Do you go to a lot of dive bars?
Okay.
So I go with a very basic vodka pineapple.
Oh, pineapple.
And then if I'm broke,
so
I can bring
sweet.
My own vodka. Yes. Sort of pineapple juice and cheap drinks all night.
Oh, this, this is just a water bottle.
It gives me a headache just thinking about it.
I love vodka pineapple.
It's so good.
All right, well, we've tallied up the scores, and it's Brooke 2, Jose 0, Jeffrey 0.
Wow,
that means congratulations, Brooke.
My true best friend.
There we go.
You are Alexis's new bestie.
Oh, my
you
gosh.
You will do a selfie face walk together later and
that
buy all her
idea.
Starbucks drinks for the next seven
wait,
months.
Yes!
And
what
she promises to pay you back.
Whoa, wait. No, yeah.
This doesn't feel like a reward.
You're my
anymore.
Oldest friend.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
That's 50-50 Fandango Alexis
this
edition.
Just hurt me.
Happy 1 year anniversary with the show,
you.
Alexis. It's great having you around.
Yay.
It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.